Hello and welcome. Southwest Airlines now offering non-stop flights to Jamaica. We look at that and the TPD Coast Summer Intern Program in today's Tourism Roundup. Our No Jamaica feature is also part of the package. I'm Camille Guthrie. Stay with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Travelers to Jamaica from the United States now have more options when choosing an airline. This, as Southwest Airlines, America's largest carrier, has started offering non-stop flights to the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Southwest Airlines will offer daily non-stop flights from three of its major hubs in the United States. These are Baltimore, Washington, Atlanta, and Orlando, Florida. The Baltimore-Washington route will operate twice daily from Baltimore-Washington International Airport into Montego Bay. The airline will also operate a daily service out of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International and Orlando's International Airports.
We see it as a vote of confidence in the product we offer, and it encourages us to keep working to deliver quality service and product. And we know that the combination of your services and our product will satisfy our visitors. And we look forward to a very, very long and positive and mutually beneficial relationship.
Chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board, Dennis Morrison. The start of July means different things to different individuals. But for 800 secondary and tertiary level students, the beginning of the month is significant because it marks the start of the Tourism Product Development Company's TPD Coast Tourism Summer Intern Program. The program is geared at introducing students to various careers in the field of hospitality and tourism. It runs from July to August and sees youngsters between ages 16 and 25 being trained and placed in entities across the island.
It's giving them a little taste of what is expected on the job in terms of professional etiquette and social graces, and just some basics that you need to understand if you're going to be in the world of work.
Community Awareness Coordinator at TPD Co., Marlene Stevenson-Daly. Before the program started on July 1, interns participated in a one-day training exercise to ensure they were fully sensitized about the business of tourism. The training covered customer care, tourism, environmental, security and cultural awareness, and the marketing of Brand Jamaica. The TPD Co. Tourism Summer Intern Program, now in its seventh year, is funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF. In our No Jamaica feature, we serve up some gadame. Gadame is a small fish believed to be found only in the western side of the island, Westmoreland to be exact. Legend has it that it was one of the last of all creatures to be named, and when the creator called out, "Who is out there?" the fish replied, "God and me," as in, "God, it's me," hence the name. Another fact about the gadame is that it can live out of water for several hours, even days, if kept in a cool, damp place.
In peace and understanding.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camille Guthrie. One love.
Let's get together now. Let
this has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.